Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. You're now tuning in to Word on the Street. Now tuning in to Word on the Street. Woohoo. That's your boy TDP. Woohoo. That's your boy TDP. They will not athlete respectfully. Ha ha. Yeah, now I'm just messing with y'all. What's up, y'all? It's your boy PDP coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio on the 7 Athletes Respectfully Radio, which stands for Sword Radio. You know what I'm saying? It is Word on the Street with your boy PDP. Feel free to hit me up at 877-921-1656. I say 877-921-1656 because you know what goes down. I'm no clown, but you know I don't mess around. Now, that's just, I just try to bust out a freestyle. I don't really freestyle. But you know, today on the show, I do got a rapper coming straight up out of California. Hey, his name, he goes by the name of YD. This is a young cat. Young dude kind of reminds me of Tiger. Whenever I get into his music, you guys are going to be bobbing your head. Going to be like, oh, okay. I see you, little homie. But yeah, that's why I got on the show. He's calling in in about 10 minutes after the hour. Then we're going to get strictly to his interview. I'm interviewing him. He's going to display some tracks for you guys and let you know what he's been up to and let you guys listen to three tracks of his album. And this guy, I'm telling you, it was just crazy how everything happens for a reason, man. My best friend ran into him. His best friend hit me up talking about I need to listen to this dude. And that's one thing I really like, the people who I hang around, my day one people who I hang around with, because we're not selfish. Just like Tupac said, we might not change the world, but that doesn't mean that we might not spark it into somebody else to where they can go change the world. So let's not be selfish. It's going just like Russell Simmons say, if we learn something late, tell somebody so they can learn something early. But that's who I got on it, and he's straight from California. His name is YD. He got some pretty amazing tracks. And in the meantime, go ahead, just kick off your shoes and relax your feet because you're on the word, because you right now on the word on the street, which is Boy Petey Peach. You know what I'm talking about? But in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and get into a little bit of wicked. I woke up in the morning and I asked myself, is life worth living? I said, I blast myself. Ha ha, you know who he is. Let go.
Come on, I see no changes. Wake up.
way, but the work is so it's on us to do what we gotta do. Survive. And still I see no changes. Can a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. And a war on poverty. They got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the facts, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up.
But it just hits my soul and it hits my veins, and I don't know what to do with every little thing. But yeah, you just not tuned in to Word on the Street with your boy CDP. Hit me up 877-921-1656. That's 877-921-1656 on Blog Talk Radio on the Saving Athletes Respectfully Network. And it's going down today. Whether it is a great day to be alive, it is a great day to breathe. If you're able to breathe that air in between them nostrils. And exhale it out of that mouth of yours, and I believe that's right there alone is the gift of life, because you're given the opportunity to go ahead and put one foot in front of the other and keep it trucking and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? But you have to wait on the street with your boy Petey. And if you're just now tuning in, I do got a boy, a young man by the name of YD. He's an aspiring rapper that's calling in from California. And dude got his own album out. He's making moves. But about 10 minutes after the hour, we're going to get in with that. But on the line right now, I do got my brother from another mother who's on my show every day, and his name is Mr. Stephen Ivey. What's up, Stephen? You there?
Hey, man. How's it going?
It's going well. It's going well, brother. It's your time to fly, man.
All right. Well, man, hopefully everybody has been or enjoyed the talk about relationships, man, and relationships are so important to everything that we do. I believe that we can't live this life alone, and you have a sad existence if you do and try to live this life alone. But something I wanted to talk to you about today, real quick, there's a scripture in First Peter 5:7 that says, "Cast all your cares on Him because He cares for you." And I want to talk to somebody today. I don't know who's listening. But I want to talk to you about burdens. That scripture says, cast all your cares, cast all your burdens, cast all those things that are heavy on you because He cares for you. And I want to kind of twist it a little bit today, just for 30 more seconds. Yeah, maybe the burden that you have on you is one that you've been blessed with. Ivy, how can you be blessed with a burden? A burden, defined by the dictionary, is something that's heavy. It's something that weighs you down. It hampers you. Normally, burdens are not looked at as blessings, but I want to submit to you today that maybe somebody who's listening, you're blessed with a burden. You're very frustrated with where you are in life. You're frustrated with how you see people doing things, how you see school going. You have a frustration and a burden on you that's heavy. And maybe what is frustrating you is the very thing that you're supposed to change. Maybe that thing that's burdening you down, that has you heavy and that has you feeling like you're weighed down, maybe that's the very thing that you're supposed to relieve and alleviate in somebody else's life. So as you're going throughout your day to day and you're looking at things and you feel a burden or a weight, maybe ask yourself, man, is this my blessing? Is this my blessing in disguise? Have I been blessed with this burden? Am I supposed to change this, or am I supposed to speak to this issue, or am I supposed to be an advocate for it? So, again, maybe you're blessed with a burden.
Hey, that's deep right there. Maybe you're blessed with the burden, and sometimes, I can definitely relate to that. And sometimes, you know, because I feel like my burden was women, but shoot, now that I got married, I feel like I could breathe now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what do you want to give up? You know, what are you willing to give up and stuff like that? But that's a great word by Mr. Stephen Ivey. And also, Mr. Ivey, tomorrow, well, first, before I let you go, I got a couple things to share with you. Whenever I logged on today, we're 4 listeners away from the 21,000 milestone mark in just a few months. So I wanted to share that with you. So people are listening. People are hearing what you have to say. So we were 4 listeners away. So I can't guarantee nothing because anything can happen, you know. But right after this show, I'm pretty sure we're going to hit that 21,000 mark, and it's going to be like, and that was my 3-month goal right there. So we just got to keep progressing. We also got to keep trucking. And the next thing I want to share with you is see what you're doing tomorrow, because instead of having a show at 11, I have a live remote tomorrow at 8. It's at like a place kind of like Dave and Buster's, but it's not as big as Dave and Buster's, but I have a live remote for the semi-pro team here in Lubbock, Texas. And so instead of having a show at 11, I'm going to see, can you be available around 8, probably a little after 8, to where you could just do the same thing. And so the people in the restaurant and the semi-pro team is going to hear you speak if you're able to get on at that time.
We might have to play it by ear because I'll be still at my first job.
Okay, yeah, that's completely fine, man. I'll figure something out. I might have to pre-record you and then just play it up there while we're up there at the venue. But most definitely I'll be in touch with you tomorrow. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, cool. All right, Mr. Ivey.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Yeah, that was Mr. Stephen Ivey. You've been so straight up out of Arkansas. Just got married. Young guy, passionate guy. Just like one of the guys who I'm about to interview. Here in a minute. But go check out Stephen Ivey. Check out his credentials at soareveryday.com. You can check him out and do all that. But now, if you're just not tuning in, this is the word on the street. What's your boy Petey Pete on Soar Radio, and it's going down. For the inspiring artists out there, if I was to just play, you know what? I'm gonna get right into it. This dude is straight from California. His name is YD. I met him on a crazy little thing. But I was heard. Somebody gave me his music, which my best friend gave me his music, and it rocks. But before I have him say anything, bear with me, YD. I'm gonna play your track for the people who just now. Some people just not listening, but it's by YD and it's called Bottles. Turn up. Let go.
Yeah.
YD.
Yeah, we got the bottles. And we got the hoes.
Yeah, we got the bottles.
And we got the hoes. Only fuck with bad bitches. Only fuck with bad bitches.
Bad bitches.
It's any many bitch I'm pulling on the scene. I'm a young fly guy everywhere I'm looking clean. Everywhere a nigga go, all the bitches looking at me. Yeah, pop a couple Zannies, them yellow, white, or them greens. Now I'm really fucked up, up for adios. Chilling at the bar, nigga, with my cousin Ho. When I smoke, till my body float in the lobby though. At the telly with a cup of hoes, fucking gotta go. Back to the money, nigga, back to the grind. Mind on my money, nigga, money on my mind. Yeah, I kill every beat, bitch, I do it all the time. Baby fucking with me cause she like the way I rhyme. Yeah, I get a bruh, getting money, I can't get enough. Pop bottles with the bitches, bruh, bomb ass pussy, rough talk. Yeah, I need it, give a dope dick, real shit, I'ma beat it. Cause nigga, I'm dope, D.O.P. Killing that shit with my nigga YD, yeah. Yeah, we out in the fucking pinks, it's the purest gang of GLB. Real niggas getting money ain't a thing. Yeah, she said she wanna fuck with me. Told the bitch is good, but you can't fuck for free. I'm from SF, nigga, so I'm fucking free. And all these lame ass niggas trying to be like me, nigga.
Yeah,
you a bitch.
Bottles. Yeah, I got the bottles.
And we got the hoes.
Yeah, I got the hoes.
Yeah, I got the bottles and I stay with the bitches. Started off with nothing, nigga, rags to the riches. Young niggas is hating, but you hating on a G. A real hood nigga who was raised up in these streets. Light skinned nigga and I stand by my dope. Shake that booty, bounce it down and let it hit the floor. If you tryna get ratchet, go ahead and let me know. If you tryna get freaky, go ahead and hit the blow. Stay with some bitches and I stay with the bottles. You fucking with some hoes while I'm fucking with some models. Back to the chase, you gotta elevate your bank. Bitches Scotty dipping, I go hard up in the paint. My money stay elevated, heady said it hate. And life is just a game, but it's a game that I ain't playing. The money that I'm touching means that money is a motive. And these guns that I be touching means that I just being loaded.
Yeah, we got the bottles.
Yeah, we got the hoes.
Yeah, we got the
bottles.
Yeah, we got the hoes.
Yeah,
only fuck with bad bitches.
Bad
only fuck with bad bitches.
Yo, that's the word on the street with your boy Petey Pete. And what you just heard was a debut called Bottles. I missed the YD, who I have on the line. So, what's up, Mr. YD? You there with me, player?
Yeah, man. What's up with Texas?
Hey, man. You know, we're down here in Texas in the Lexus driving reckless. You know? Yeah, for sure, man. Well, I just gonna man debut this song, man. So go ahead and formally introduce yourself. Let the people know your name, where you from, and a little bit about what you about, man.
Oh, no problem, no problem. My name is YD, man, from Sacramento, City of the Trees, man. You know what I'm saying? I started from nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? So everything that I be rapping about is real. All of that's real. I've been through that. That stuff I've been through. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I literally started from nothing. I got my vibe and everything from my mom, man. I didn't have no father in my life, you know what I'm saying? So I had to literally do it all on my own.
Ah, that's what's up, right? So I feel you right there. You say you got it from your mom's. Hey, man, we coincide with one another right there because that's the same here, bro. So, like, let people know, like, you say you got it from your mom. I know it's been times, you know, I'm pretty sure when y'all be cleaning house or something. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I'm pretty, like, did your mom used to play, like, an old school 90 jams? Like, what did she used to listen to that kind of got you into music while you was coming up as a young buck?
Man, the funniest thing is, man, my mom used to be bumping that Jagged Edge, you know what I'm saying? Cleaning the house with that Jagged Edge. Can't go wrong with that Jagged Edge, man. You know, I grew up off of a lot of stuff, though. Old school Too Short, old school E-40, you know. Old school Keek, just old school rappers kind of influenced me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, for sure. You say old school Keek? Okay, yeah. I know
old
in that
school,
West Coast, especially that old school Too Short, man. Too Short used to have a song called, what's it called? Sweet Black Pussy. Yeah, that's what it was.
Man.
Yeah, which was cool, man. So started off as a young buck, man. So that's just something that you just kind of music was just something you kind of grew into, or was it just your way?
I kind of took it as a joke at first when I was like 13, 14. I just was freestyling, you know what I'm saying? I never kind of wrote on a piece of paper, or never wrote on a pad or nothing like that. Never got in a studio until I was like a good 15. But when I hit 15, my words started to like actually piece together. But when I was freestyling when I was younger, it kind of didn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? I just was kind of getting the feel of it. But now, now the game changed, man. It's already there. I'm just up and coming. I'm just ready to blow up now.
That's what I'm talking about. He said now it's already here. So I did up and coming. Well, all right, let's talk about Bottles. Which I just played. So, what really inspired that song? I mean, did y'all just go to the club and was just like, yo, y'all see somebody else with some bottles, so y'all went ahead and tried to do the same thing? or it was just, you know, basically the man just let me turn up. You know what I'm saying? So what inspired that song Bottles?
What inspired that song Bottles is what's kind of basically what you said. I kind of just went out, you know, a night downtown in Sac. You know, it's kind of crazy downtown in Sacramento. So, you know, it's like club after bar after bar. So we kind of were just walking through bar after bar. We was kind of turned up. Me and him, I bought a whole bottle in the bar, and I told him that when we get home, the next one on him. So when we got home, me and my boy Zanny, we ended up just saying, you know what, let's just talk about tonight, man. Talk about how tonight went. And it turned out to be a hit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's definitely a hit. That's definitely a hit. That's what's up right there. And so y'all just got in the booth and was just like, hey, yeah, we got the bottle.
Yeah, we already was feeling ourselves because we start playing the beat, and then we just was like, all right. And I was like, okay, let's talk about tonight. And we was like, we got the bottle. Yeah, we got the another. Okay, that's nice. You feel me?
Yeah, man. That's what's up right there. Did it take y'all very long to do it? Or is it like, was it just something that y'all just went in there, like you just grabbed your pen and paper and wrote to it, or what was that process?
Nah,
like?
It was a, you know, like when the alcohol is in you, everything just go by a little bit faster, you know what I'm saying? So kind of feeling ourselves, kind of flew by, to keep it honest. That was done in like an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
Wow, that's what's up right there. Hey, shout out to y'all on that bottles, man. When my homeboy played it for me, it was like, doom, doom. I was like, okay. I told him, I said, you know what, go to the next one. I said, man, go to the next one. I want to hear something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep him coming. That's what he wrote. Then he showed me your video of your little studio and stuff. So I was just like, you know what? I was like, man, I rock with dude. I can seriously do that, man, because I remember being in my dorm room, and me and my homeboy, we used to make music and stuff, and how we was holding up our mic, we used, you know, a toilet paper roll.
Yeah,
you know the brown part. Yeah, we stuck that mic in there and stuck it in between the rail where you put the hangers at.
We had a booth
right there. You know what I'm saying? But hey, we about to get into my motto.
Started from nothing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Started from nothing. Well, let's get into that for a minute, man. Coming up through school, was you one of those kids that got into a lot of trouble, like in middle school, what it's like going up there, going down into Sacramento in California?
Well, you know, shout out Rosemont High School. You know what I'm saying? I grew up out there, right across from Rosemont High School. It's a juvenile center, so you know what I'm saying. It was kind of tempting me not to do something too bad, but it kind of wasn't like too much tempting because I'd be in the detention room getting suspended fight after fight. I mean, that was just like a regular, you know, that's just high school coming up and all that. You know, you got haters and all of that. You just got to show them where their place is.
I like that right there. You got to show them where their place is, man, for sure, man. Hey, what they say, haters make the world go round, but haters do their job. Haters gonna hate, you know what I'm saying? So regardless of what they're talking about, We'll go ahead and let them get that out there. Because nine times out of ten, they're hating on somebody like me or you. It's just going to push us to be a little bit better. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But, hey, we about to get into one more track. It's called Stop. You know what I'm saying? Hey, let them know a little bit background on this before I play it. Stop. So what was the inspiration behind this song?
My mixtape, I think that you got from me, that mixtape is called Started From Nothing, Volume 1, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a whole collaboration of just beats and stuff. So we came across the spot song, and we was digging it, man, keep it honest. But we tried to, like, change it up, you know what I'm saying? Me and my big bro, 2J, we tried to change it up, man. We actually Because once I laid my part down, we actually, man, I already instantly knew that was a banger. I opened up damn near with all my shows with that song, man, just because I already know that it's going to get it rocking.
Already, that's what I'm saying. I'm about to go ahead and play it right now. Let go. Let's call this by YD. It's by YD called Fat.
That's your hoe. I fuck your bitch color. Your face look mad and shit. She suck my dick and you kiss her. Boy, I met her all on her lips. Cause you fucking with a thot, nigga. You fucking with a thot, nigga. That's on mamas. Cause you fucking with a thot, nigga. You fucking with a thot, nigga. That's on mamas.
It's not.
you know, but you've been rapping since you was, what, 13. So what's some advice would you give somebody who decides to go ahead and take it seriously and make it do what it do?
Man, my advice is that if you had high school or you had middle school or something and you just freestyling, that's okay, my dude. That's perfectly fine. But once you feel that feeling of where you got it or you think you got it, don't be afraid to take it. You need to grab that by the neck, man. You need to grab it by the neck and take it all the way. Because all you got in life is one opportunity.
I like that right there. He said if you rap in middle school and stuff, that's cool. But he's like, once you feel like when you think you got it, or when you know you got it, grab it by the neck. It's almost like when you playing sports and you go up two touchdowns, or if you on Madden on the sticks, you know what I'm saying? You go up two touchdowns.
Right.
A winner mentality. Everybody knows that 21-0 skunk. You know what I'm saying? So as soon as you get that rock that next time. You gonna have to go ahead and you gotta squeeze that net. You gotta get that W.
Right.
Guess what? Because if they get that other touchdown and get within one touchdown, that's when that confidence comes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Exactly. So I see exactly what you're saying, man. So if people don't really know what thought means, what is a thought, brother?
A thought, man. A thought is basically a girl, a guy, not relevant. It's like not relevant to your occasion at all. Like you could be going on about your business, and it'd be girls or people that be hitting you, and you don't answer their phone and stuff like that. That's a thought. You know what I'm saying? Or like, let's just say you in a club or a bar or something, and it's that one girl that keep looking at you all night. You know what I'm saying? And that she just hit the phone. You know what I'm saying? She just want it bad. She just giving you the eye all night. That's a thought. Because a thought, man. The definition of a thought is a hoe.
Oh, man, I hear you. So, like, that's what the new generation. Yeah, so. That's what the new generation is calling, hoes nowadays. Hey, they call them thoughts. You know, hey.
Hey,
I get it, man. Some girl's grandma came up to me.
I got some shout outs.
What was you saying?
I said I got some shout
outs
to some people, some of my partners in Texas right now.
Hey, go ahead.
Hey, shout out Man. Shout out Rayfield. Shout out Bloomville. Shout out Worthy High School. Shout out Jailhouse. And shout out DJ Screwed. The DJ Screwed Up Click.
Already Screwed Up Click. Hey, you don't even know. I got somebody that's in good with Screwed Up Click as well on my camp. He a DJ down here in Lubbock, Texas, but he from Houston. So be on the lookout, man. I got Big Tuck coming, Paw Wild coming, Magno. All of them.
I forgot to say, man. I got an entertainment too. You know what I mean? You know that girl. It's a label. It's like my label. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead and let them know what it is, man.
It's GLBENT, man. We over here. We linked up with Hot Boy Entertainment too. You know, I send my boys out here in Sacramento. We about to shut it down this year. It's our year. If you sleeping on this, wake up, man.
and if they ain't waking up, you going to make them wake up. I hear you.
They going to hear me somewhere or another.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about, man. No matter what you done or what you done been through, life is about making your dreams come true. And I got the last track I'm going to debut for you today, man. It's called Is You Down. Now, personally, this got to be probably my favorite track. You know what I'm saying? It's called Is You Down by YD on Soul Radio, on Blog Talk Radio Network. This is going down. Pity Pete, Word on the Street. This is by YD. Is You Down. Let go.
Is you down for a nigga? Is you? nigga. Baby girl, is you down for a nigga? You always said you wanna ride with a nigga.
Okay.
Baby girl, you hold it down for a nigga.
Hold it down.
I always knew that you would slide with a nigga. Baby girl, is you down for a nigga? You always said you wanna ride with a nigga. Baby girl, you hold it down for a nigga.
Hold it down.
I always knew that you would slide with a nigga. First thing first, baby girl, you on my mind. That love at first sight got my soul mesmerized. When I look into your eyes, it makes time fly by. And if I ever see you cry, I'ma make you cry. I make real niggas from something like a mutt. I'ma teach you real good before I try to bust my nut. And I put that on my mama, on Jesus, and all of that. You ain't never met a nigga like me, and that's sad. Let me get back to the motives, my motivation is money. It's funny how bitches nowadays just want money, baby girl. Is you down for a nigga, baby girl? Will you hold it down for a nigga? If a nigga locked up, would you have a nigga back? Would you tell a nigga work me up and double back? Would you fly me out of kite every day until I'm out? Would you handle all the bills and go down the right route?
Baby girl,
is
you down for a nigga? You always said you wanna ride with a nigga. Baby girl, you hold it down for a nigga. I always knew that you would slide with a nigga. Baby girl, is you down for a nigga? You always said you wanna ride with a nigga. Baby girl, you hold it down for a nigga. I always knew that you would slide with a nigga.
You always hold it down like Chanel to the floor. To slide with a nigga packing extra ammo. She's so official, I can hear the red blow the whistle. I'm trying to be the only one, like the chosen one. Introduce me to your friends, not the hated ones. I bet that pussy love me, I'm slick with my tongue. All them other niggas acting, they deserve a Grammy. I'm running this shit, never will I put my hand in. No stranger to the game, boy, I do my thing. I got your bitch laced up like shoestrings. Pre-roll blunts on stage performing. I got these bitches legs spread like the Jordan symbol. I don't want your phone number if you're not important. Snow Bunny got me winning, make niggas worth it. Sipping activists, moving in slow-mo. And if it ain't about money, I don't got a quote.
Girl, is you down for a nigga? You always said you wanna ride with a nigga. Baby girl, you hold it down for a nigga. I always knew that you would slide with a nigga. Baby girl, is you down for a nigga? You always said you wanna ride with a nigga. Baby girl, you hold it down for a nigga. I always knew that you would slide with a nigga.
Is you down by YD, straight up out of Sacramento, California, on word on the street. What's your boy, PDC? Hey, telling you, this dude got some talent. He said he letting people know. He waking people up. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead, YD. Give what was the inspiration behind that song? Was it little shorty? I'm guessing she was a dog, so she made a song about it, right? So... So, what was the inspiration behind
his
that?
His beat that I laid that on, man, it's a beat that I was looking at for like a good like 3-4 months, man. I just couldn't, you feel me? I didn't have the inspiration until I looked up, really. But I was looking down the whole time. I had the girl right next to me, my girl, Janae and shit. She's been with me for like 5-6 years. You know what I'm saying? She's been through the good, the bad, the hard, the up, the down, the lockup, all of that. You know what I'm saying? So this song was my like tribute to her. You know what I'm saying? Telling her basically, you feel me? I ride for you because you ride for me, and you got my back and I got yours. You know what I'm saying?
Hey man, I completely understand. So that's what's up, man. Shout out to you on that. Because most men won't even do that, you know what I'm saying? And most men won't even come out and be real about it too. So I really commend you for saying what's real about that song. And that's probably my favorite song right there. Cause sure, when that came on,
mine
I was just
too,
like, okay.
One of mine too.
That's
bro.
Yours too.
And one of mine. I ain't
already, that's
the song that means a lot. You know what I'm saying? The songs that mean a lot is the ones that always hit the hardest.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's true. That's why you gotta keep them close to the heart. So, man,
right.
This brings me this. So, we all know about Trayvon Martin. We all know about Eric Garner and all these Mike Browns and all this, but you've been a young cat, being here in the new generations and stuff. So I just want to get your input on what do you and your camp think about these black teens that's getting killed that's unarmed? You know what I'm saying? Because most of us, we already look like a threat. You know what I mean? Because I walked, I was just getting profiled at the Texas Rangers game. You know what I'm saying? I'm there with my wife. I'm getting profiled because I got a hoodie on. But I'm just like, only if y'all really knew what I've done. You know what I'm saying? Like get up out of my way, get up out of my face.
Right.
But I just want to know, especially from on the West Coast in California, like what is your thoughts about Black Lives Matter, man? Do you feel like us black people need to come together and keep continuing to protest, or should we just keep our mouths shut?
Nah, we need to come together. Ain't no mouths being shut around here, man. The police just using their rights and ability to go ahead and try to use it to their advantage. But that ain't cool. If the police is black or white, they still try to use it to their advantage. You know what I'm saying? And that's not cool. They're abusing it to the fullest, and that's not cool. So we need to come together and unite, or at least come and make an organization of some such to where we could fight them back without using our hands and violence. You know what I'm saying? We got to fight them back legally so they can't go ahead and try to do nothing to us. It's like that's not cool, man.
Yeah, man, I completely agree. And that's where, like, young cats, who's your age, who started the Black Panther movement. I don't know if you knew that. But, like, Huey Newton and all those guys.
I don't even wear hoodies no more, man.
And that's sad, right, because you already know. You already know. It's like, man, I don't even want the trouble that comes along with it.
I don't even
want
to go through it.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly, because you already know it's going to come something negative. They're going to come at you in the wrong way. And then you know how we are as people. You come at us the wrong way at the wrong time. That's when we really going to retaliate. Yeah. Yeah, for sure, man. Well, all right, man. Well, go ahead and let the people know how they can catch up with you on Twitter and or if you are on any other social networks, and let them know about your Reverb Nation site.
All right, okay, I got you. I'm on YouTube. I just made a new music video, you know, like a week ago. It already hit 1,000 views and stuff. It's doing pretty good. You can go ahead and check it out. You can type it in at YD, Mind on My Riches. You can find me on IG. It'll be YD underscore The Real. Twitter, and you can find me on Twitter, you know, YD underscore Be Going underscore Ham. And it's just for all y'all listeners, man, if y'all like my music, man, and you want to hear a lot more, you can go ahead and go to my site. It's www.reverbnation.com /A_YD. And you go ahead and search, you just enter that, and all my songs is for free. You can download every one for free. No charge. I love my fans. You know what I'm saying? Fans is number one. You can't charge them.
There you go. Exactly. Number one, you can't charge them. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's why they straight up out of Sacramento, California. And one more time, let them know the show that you got opening up this Thursday.
I got a show opening up for San Quentin at the Blue Lamp. It's 1400 Alhambra Boulevard. It's in Sacramento. Cali, tickets, they're going to be $20, but with me, you can go ahead and hit me up with my personal line, 916-519-5107, and I can give you a ticket for $5 cheaper than that. It's going to be on Thursday. It's going to doors open at 8, dress to impress, but don't dress too baggy, you know what I'm saying? 21 plus, it's going to be turned up, sold out. Get there early if you plan on coming, too. GOP Entertainment, man, it's on the rise.
Already, that's what's up. Y'all heard it from a man himself. That's YD. YD, I ain't gonna take up no more of your time, brother. I got a few a little bit more announcements to give, and I want to say I really enjoyed your time. I really enjoyed your music. Your drive is infectious. And when it comes to music, I want to tell you and your camp and the Hot Boy camp, man, y'all keep it up. And y'all come up with some new music or some new shows, anything you want to promote. I'm only one text away. You got my personal number, and we can get it cracking, man. I'm here to help people get to where they want to be. You know what I'm saying? So whenever y'all come out with something new, y'all want to promote something, whatever it is, hit me up. We can get you back on the radio show. You want to perform or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Just hit me up.
Yeah, I like that.
And we can make it do what it do. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I feel you. Good looking for having me on the show, man. And, of course, I'm going to hit you on all of that. I need to be out there a little bit more and build up my fan base. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, for sure, man. Like, I work for the radio station down here in Lubbock. Like, I promote clubs. I host clubs. Like it's on. My homeboy Chubb Rock already told me, like, you willing to come down here for a show. And just like I'm already thinking. So shoot, you know. Sky's
right,
gonna keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, bro. And it's gonna get it cracking, you know what I'm talking about?
Thank you, fam.
Already. Well, y'all have a great day, man. Y'all continue to work hard and I'll holler at you until next time, player.
All right, man. I'll talk to you.
All right, bet. Yeah, that was Mr. YD, straight up out of Sacramento, California. Young cat, inspiring cat. Dude really has it going on, man. That's some drive. And for the young dudes out there, for the parents out there, man, encourage your kids. And when these kids come up with music, whether if it has some vulgar language and stuff in it or, you know, sometimes – that's how you got to come across to some people. Like, I read a quote from Tyrese one time talking about him having his shirt off and stuff. But he was like, well, if the sex he brings people in, then that brings them in. But then when they finally get there, then that's when he can hit them with a word and hit them with some positivity and hit them with some encouragement and things like that. So with that being said, don't judge nobody. He should be judged first or cast the first stone. So if you're out there being judgmental, just look in the mirror and see what you've done or see what you're doing to help the society and help the community uplift and help people get to the next level and help people achieve their dreams. It's not about what you can do for yourself, but it's about what you can do for other people. Just like Abraham Lincoln said, one of the most popular presidents in the world who helped end slavery, said, "Don't ask what the country can do for you, or what you can do for your country." With that being said, tomorrow Soul Radio will be on 50th and Slide in Lubbock, Texas. Have a live remote for the semi-pro team, the West Texas Outlaws. It's my second remote. I can't believe it. God is good. He's opening doors, and I continue to walk through them. And it's strictly a blessing. Me and my wife is going to be there, and my little son. It's food. There's games, and there's everything. Half of the proceeds is going to the West Texas Outlaws to help their game, to help them play their games and stuff. Also, they have a game this Saturday in Lubbock, Texas, at 4 p.m. I believe it's at Lubbock Christian University, but I do have to verify that. Don't quote me on that. And I will also be broadcasting their game. So, God is good. It's been a great week. Hard work does pay off. You get in what you put out. You get out of it what you put into it. So, with that being said, shout out to YD and our whole Sacramento team out there, the Hot Boy team and that boy Lil Camp. And I'm going to let you go. And I'm going to let you, I'm going to play Is You Down one more time just because that's my favorite track on the YD Started From Nothing. And that's how we do it. We holler at you tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be the different sort day, different sort time. So, it's going to be Wednesday, but it's going to be actually airing at 8 p.m. tomorrow. So there will not be a show in the morning live. There will not be a live show in the morning, but there will be a show. We have a live remote at Copper Caboose, 50th Slide, here in Lubbock, Texas. That's going down with PDP, my wife Sabrina, almost said Hewlett, but her last name is Richardson now, and also my little son. It's going down. Shout out to the West Texas Outlaws. Keep going, YD. It's a pleasure. This was Word on the Street with your boy PDP on Soul Radio, also Blog Talk Network. It's You Down, mama. I'm going to take you out with that YD. Let go.
Is you down, boy, nigga? It's you. Is you down for a nigga? Baby girl, is you down for a nigga?
Uh-huh.
You always said you wanna ride with a nigga.
Okay.
Baby girl, you hold it down for a nigga.
Hold it down.
I always knew that you would slide with a nigga.
Uh-huh.
Baby girl, is you down for a nigga?
Uh-huh.
You always said you wanna ride with a nigga.
Uh-huh.
Baby girl, you hold it down for a nigga.
Hold it down.
I always knew that you would slide with a nigga.
Uh-huh.
First things first, baby girl, you on my mind. The love at first sight got my soul mesmerized. When I look into your eyes, it makes time fly by. And if I ever see you cry, I'ma make you cry. I make real niggas so I'm something like a mutt. I'ma teach you real good before I try bust my nut. And I put that on my mama, on Jesus and all of that. You ain't never met a nigga like me, and that's bad. Let me get back to the motives, my motivation is money. It's funny how bitches nowadays just want money. Baby girl, do you down for a nigga? Baby girl, will you hold it down for a nigga? If a nigga locked up, would you have a nigga back? Would you sell a nigga work me up and double back? Would you fly me out of kite every day until I'm out? Would you handle all the bills and go down the right route? Baby girl, is you down for a nigga? You always said you wanna ride with a nigga.
Okay.
Baby girl, you hold it down for a nigga. I always knew that you would slide with a nigga. Baby girl, is you down for a nigga? You always said you wanna ride with a nigga. Baby girl, you hold it down for a nigga. I always knew that you would slide with a nigga.
You always hold it down like Chanel to the floor. To slide with a nigga packing extra ammo. She's so official, I can hear the red blow the whistle. I'm trying to be the only one like the chosen one. Introduce me to your friends, not the hated ones. I bet that pussy love me, I'm slick with my tongue. All them other niggas acting, they deserve a Grammy. I'm running this shit, never will I put my hand in. No stranger to the game, boy, I do my thing. I got your bitch laced up like shoestring. Pre-roll blunts on stage performing. I got these bitches legs spread like the Jordan symbol. I don't want your phone number if you're not important. Snow Bunny got me winning, make niggas worth it. Sipping activists, moving in slow-mo. And if it ain't about money, I don't got a quote.
Girl, is you down for a nigga? You always said you wanna ride with a nigga.
Okay.
Baby girl, you hold it down for a nigga. I always knew that you would slide with a nigga. Baby girl, is you down for a nigga? You always said you wanna ride with a nigga.
Okay.
Baby girl, you hold it down for a nigga. I always knew that you would slide with a nigga.